I think we are up to pasuk Perek Beis pasuk Hey. Samchuni ba'ashishos rapiduni b'tapuchim kicholas ahava ani. So I was samchuni. I was I don't know, held up by your ashishos, supported by your ashishos, and I was ruptur of vidasi. I was wrapped around, surrounded l'reach toiv with your tapuchim kicholas ahava ani. For I am. So, right, we were complimenting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look, we went to your tree, we sat by your peiros, we took Heviani Abayis Hayayin, I took from the trees, I got the Torah, the 49 and the 70, all this stuff. It's unbelievable. So, question is, what are we saying now? What's the samchuni ba'ashishos and what's the rapduni ba'tapuchim? So the Gaon says this is my turn in going on Matan Torah. Is my turn going on Matan Torah. He says ashishos is referring from the lashon of esh, right? So ashishos is esh, and it's from a trei ishin. So I got chizuk from your ash that you showed us and displayed to us at Sinai. Rapiduni batapuchim, we already said before. Puchim are the Paris. Zeuchoshech Anan va'arafa. So
that's not what we said
no, that's
before.
how we said it. Parshas Vaschanan. So the tapuchim are the other things around. Kicholas now, this is a great line. Zachisi. Why was I zeicha to this? Machmas shahoichlisi. Machmas good lahavasa ala lirasaisa. I was zeicha to this because I became sick from the rotzen to be mischaber to you. Shamarnu ritzoneinu be'atzmeinu. So it says, "Ki choylas ahava ani." That's why I was zeicha to see the tapuchim and the ish in the Har Sinai, because we put forth the mesiras nefesh of korbanot Hashem.
But saying in the race is volcano that was by Arsina.
Yeah,
it was very quickly followed by we don't want to see.
yeah. You don't get to that part of the right in the Swiss. I'm saying you stick to this one. So the darga that they were able to have, that they were exposed to the Lev HaShemayim, they were exposed to the Shemayim, the Eishin Shemayim, and they were exposed to the Anan V'Arafel of Sinai was only because Cholas Ahavani. It was only because Hichvisi Machos. Schmuck idea. Okay. Now,
He's touching up what they want to as first habit. And when Klein Shaw said,
correct.
and if they wouldn't have said that they wanted it, then what would have happened? There would have been something, right?
And they wouldn't have been able to experience it.
So, but there would have been a Mount Tyre, right?
Maybe it wouldn't have been without
But it
it.
would
It
have
would have
been
been this whole experience.
all the flair. That's what we used to wonder because one of the Ikrim is Mamre Sinai, right? But it sounds like that it only happened because Klal Yisrael wanted it. But if that's one of the Ikrim, how could that have been possible?
Wait.
What I'm saying, what would have happened if Klal Yisrael said didn't say that something of fire would have been there? Would have been something, right?
What would happen if they didn't say Nas finished? What I'm saying,
Klal Yisrael didn't want the Torah. No, they wanted the Torah, but then it sounded like it would have been through Moshe Rabbeinu without such a gilui. So.
Hashem would have no. Hashem would have figured out a way. Kafel marking. I don't know. I'm sure.
Well, it was. Uh-oh.
Could be that the Torah itself would have taken place, and they wouldn't have experienced it at that point. They would have just known about it, heard about it. That
But
is
I'm just saying that
firsthand.
it seems that it would have to be some type of gilui that it would have been enough to establish. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
because that's one of the incremental
in addition,
requirements.
I'm saying in addition to the Nesinas HaTorah, there's also the minor of Eish and all that. According to the Bach, that's the Baruch Hashem Baruch Rabban Kol Am, it was on the Eish of Sinai. He's under Indian, apparently. But I don't know what the Indian is exactly, but there is a Brazilian Indian.
I was waiting for that, actually.
It's beyond the scope of this year. So the next pasuk is in Hashayach. Simoiloi tachas laroishi. And now I am surrounded by the smoil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the yamin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Smoil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'midbar v'yiminei techavkeini is the days after Sinai. That's what Rashi says. The Goyim says, Pirush, Damrina, Kosov Echad Oymer v'yered Hashem al Har Sinai, v'kosov Echad Oymer min Hashamayim divarati machem. So Shtigostir and Psukim was the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Sinai from Shemaim, or is it from the Aretz? Umeshani, Shehakol Haya Min Hashemaim, VeHadibur Haya Yoytzi Min Aretz. Shehakol Haya Min Hashemaim, VeHadibur Uyoytzi Min Aretz. The coil came from Shemaim, but they heard the dibor mina arts. And that's what it means. Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai, and that's what it means. Mina Shemaim dibarti. There was a bechina of dibor mina Shemaim, and there's the bechina that they heard the dibor mina arts.
It's two separate.
What's dibor without coil?
What's coil without drink?
We'll call it. The first precious was Chanan.
A shriek.
Min Hashemayim. No, precious was Chanan. Min Hashemayim. Shmiacha is koiloi liasreka. Vela aretz.
Achas isha gadola. Dvar shemata.
Like Dvarav shemata b'techayish. That means min Hashemayim shmiacha is koiloi. And Mina Aretz was the Diburin. Hare, Hakoyim Mina Shemaim, and Dibur Mina Aretz. Vishemaim, who Yemin, Vaharetz, who smile. Koshkasa Yemin, I top Koshemaim, Yahadi, Yazda Aretz. The Koil, who Yemin, the Dibur, who smile. So, the Smoilai. Self-explanatory. The Smoilai is the Dibur that's Tachas Leroshi. That was underneath me. That was in the Aretz. V'yeminoi, which is the kol techapkeni min Hashemah. Okay, then I go listen.
You think about it.
I think pshat's like this. We've been talking the few times it came up that there's two parts. The way the Bria works is that there's a bechina always of the zocha and bechina of the nekeva. There's always this, the Iker Noisein, and then there's the Makabel. The Zoch is the Noisein, the Makabel is the Nekeva. Shemaim is the Noisein. The Art is the Nekeva. We'll get the we said the Sun is the Zohar, the Moon is the Nekeva. We said Tershav Iksav is the Zohar, Tershav Balpeh is the Nekeva. We said that in previous Pesukim, the idea being that the Zohar is the pure just energy, but the energy has to have a catalyst that catches it. It's like the solar panels. It's got to grab the energy and convert it into something usable. So the Nekeva has to take the Zohar. Very nice. The Zohar produces, but it doesn't do anything unless it's covered by the Nekeva and produced into a Vlad. And the Shemaim could rain. It's not going to produce vegetables unless it goes into the Aretz and the Aretz produces it. And this is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Bria. Now everything has to be together, noisin, mashpia, mekabel. And well, which one is stronger? Well, it doesn't matter because it's an unusable energy. The pshat is very simple. The coil is a message which is not necessarily understandable. It's the coil, right?
It's an emanation.
But the coil is only a bekayach. It doesn't. It's not anything that one can relate to independently by itself. The coil.
I mean, it's not decipherable.
And it's not a specific message necessarily. The dibor is the, so. For example, let's say Hashem, there's a rotzon Hashem to produce certain hashpois of kedusha. It's the coil. Hashem says, okay.
It's almost like there's a basket every day.
What I'm saying is like there's a concept. Okay, now what? No, but what we heard was keep Shabbos. The keep Shabbos is the manifestation, like Torah before the world was created was Eish Shechar Agav Eish Levana. There's concepts in Torah that manifest themselves in this Bria, the way to bring out that Ratzon Hashem. So therefore, Min HaShemayim, a Kol came out, but we were able to hear it as a Diborim in the Aretz. The Yamin is the Noisein, the Smol is the Makabel. So, that's what he's saying.
Yeah.
He's saying, Min HaShemayim, Hishmiachas Kol. Hashem's Kol was in the Shemayim, was pure. The Kol wasn't...
Yamin and Smol, we spoke about how the Yamin was Zachar and Smol is the Kela.
No, that I think he's bringing out over here, Shlomo. But he's saying, so Yaminai is the Kol who Yamin, and Dibor is Smol. That's what he means. The Kol, the Yamin is the power, is the strength of all the way. The small is the one that right is the way to produce the Maisa, right? So the that's why like Makar Bimin, Rabbi Yamin,
right?
And small Dosha means the small has to make it that the there could be a Kabbalah of it. Otherwise, it can't be Makabal the Ahavo. They can't be Makabal the Ahava without the small Deicha. Because then there's only Ahava. So the Ahava goes overflow. It's not that there's no Klikibal anymore. So the small makes it to be Makabal the Ahava from the Yamin. So the Yamin is Chesed, the small is Gvura. So the point is that in Matan Torah, there was a bechina of min hashamayim yishmiachas koylai, and there's a bechina of ala aretz yishmiachas dvaracha. And these are the two things. It's not the pshat that Hashem diluted the message so that we could understand it. It's that the message came out as a koil. It was 100% the kedusha of a koil. But at the same time, we were able to understand and get a klikibul to forstay it in our own way. And that was the dibur min aretz. Otherwise, what happens is that you dilute the whole message. It just becomes diluted to what you can understand. So it was both. At the same time, there was a coil and a dibor. It says that when Sarah told Avram Avinu to get rid of Hagar, Hashem said to Avram, listen, to kol asher tishma, to kol asher toimar elecha Sarah shema b'koila, ki b'yitzchak yikar lechazara. So Rashi says, Mikan, Shesara was a gedola, her nevuah was, so what's the raya? Maybe she's not bigger than nevuah, but she got out right now in this Indian, she's saying something better than, she's saying some zach more than Avram. So I heard one time from Rabbi Rech, he says, no, it was called Shere Toi Mar Alecha Sar Shema B'Koyla, listening out to the Koyl, not to the Dibor. If it'll be that you're listening to her out to the Dibor, so it's because she's saying some zach. No, it doesn't matter, but it doesn't matter the Dibor. The coil of Sarah is bad from something you're meshuvah to more. Regardless of what she says.
I think you're saying, oh, it's the first coil of Chof Lamed. Coil sounds like not even this scenario. Anytime.
No.
I'm also not getting 100%. If the coil is something that we don't understand, the Dibor is
the
how
we that,
perceive it. So.
Right.
So that's why the Dibor is in a cave and the coil is up.
No, but her coil was stronger, but Hagufa, she understood it.
No, she could create a Karech of Nevuah because Be'etzim, what she's hearing is a higher level. So you have to mushab yourself then. Not because she's smarter on this point. That was the point. Okay, Tifa Zachem, but Moksham. Okay, Shkoyach.